Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Not only are farmers concerned about the waters of the U.S. rule, they're also watching the Environmental Protection Agency's actions concerning ethanol and dicamba herbicides. Acting EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler, who was in Kentucky late last month to meet with farmers at the Kentucky State Fair, reassured them the president is behind ethanol.
First and foremost, President Trump completely supports the ethanol law, both the letter and spirit of the law. We're committed to trying to make sure that we blend 15 billion gallons of ethanol each year. And we're looking at the RVP, the E15 issue. We hope to be able to come out with something shortly on that. We understand the need for that and the need to provide more clarity and certainty to our ethanol production.
Administrator Wheeler adds they're working with a number of groups to come up with an agreement.
A lot of different farm and ethanol groups as well as the refiners, and we're trying to craft something that both sides can support and move forward, everybody locking arms together and providing that certainty for the American people and that certainty for the American farmer.
He notes farmers across the nation that he has met with share the same concerns as those in Kentucky.
Everywhere I go, I try to meet with different farm groups because I really think it's important to hear from them as to what the issues and concerns are. And
we'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Acting EPA Administrator Wheeler said he also discussed dicamba herbicide with farmers.
Last year, we put some new restrictions on the labeling for dicamba, and we worked with the manufacturers to provide more guidance to the people who are using it. And we're waiting to get the input from the data from this year's crops to see how it went, to see if there were the same types of problems that we saw last year. Hopefully, there won't be, but we don't have all the data in yet. And after we receive all that information, our agency, my team, will work quickly to try to get a decision on dicamba for next year's growing season, hopefully by November of this year.
He was complimentary of the willingness of Kentucky farmers to work toward a solution.
Very kind, very nice, and they were very open with both suggestions as well as thanks for some of the things we've done over the last year.
Administrator Wheeler was hosted by Kentucky Farm Bureau and a number of other agricultural organizations. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.